This is Bird Note. On September 1st, 1914, at 1 p.m., the last known passenger pigeon died in the Cincinnati Zoo. 100 years later, research may shed new light on this most famous extinction in our history. The backstory is well known. In the early 19th century, there were literally billions of passenger pigeons across the eastern forests of the United States. By 1900, there were none left in the wild. How did this population collapse happen? The new research used an ecological model to show that the number of wild passenger pigeons probably fluctuated naturally. As their primary foods, acorns and other nuts, waxed and waned, so did they. Analysis of passenger pigeon DNA from museum specimens suggests that over time, numbers may have varied as much as a thousandfold. Sometimes, there'd be a few million birds. Sometimes, the several billion seen by John James Audubon in the early 1800s. So, huge cycles in population size were normal for the passenger pigeon. And typically, over time, they'd rebound. But the pressures of living alongside increasing numbers of humans made that impossible this time around. Hunting on a vast scale, disruption of nesting areas, and habitat loss meant that there was no way back. And the last passenger pigeon became a symbol of how easily we can devastate a seemingly boundless natural population. For more about the passenger pigeon, go to birdnote.org.